Welcome to a breaking news for ILTA TV and podcast. My name is Bethann Stubbe and I'm the Director of Publications and Press for ILTA. And today I am truly humbled and thrilled to be joined by two of the coolest guys I've talked to in a while, Neil from iManage and Phil from Bain Capital. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bethann.
I would like to take just a quick couple seconds if you would each introduce yourselves so our audience knows who we're talking with and why. Neil, how about you first?
Hi, I'm Neil Araujo. I'm the CEO of iManage and was one of the co-founders of iManage, back in 1995.
Hi, I'm Phil Meichler. I'm the co-head of Bain Capital Tech Opportunities. Had the pleasure to get to know Neil and his team over the last 3 years, and I'm very appreciative of you taking the time to think. Thank you.
Well, thank you both for joining me. I'm really eager to jump in. So why Bain and why now for iManage? Neil, what's going on? What's cool over at iManage and why is this the time to make a change in the traditional programming?
Great question. And look, we have been an independently owned company now for 7 to 8 years. And I've been in the legal industry for, as I said, over 25 years. And it's what we were looking for was a thought partner that could help take us to the next level. And someone that would bring perspective, that would bring information in addition to the capital so that, we can continue the growth that we've been on.
And, from my perspective, Neil and team have done a phenomenal job building this business, and such a core part of the thesis and our excitement here stems from what they've built and the opportunity to back this team. And so it's, terrific to have an opportunity to partner with this group and continue to build from the foundation that they've worked, so very hard to build over multiple decades.
And I think it's really interesting as we talk about decade-long use of product, use of service. Let's take a little bit gentler dive. Neil, starting over on your side, what will the impact short and long-term be for a daily iManage customer and their roles? How do you see that evolving? What do you see it changing, if anything?
Sure. So first of all, let me sort of give a little bit of context about this transaction. This is a minority investment. And what that means is the iManage management is still in full control. And Bain really augments our team in helping provide advice on what good looks like based on their view, where they sit, where they see this across a whole variety of industries. And in certain instances, even show us how we can improve our game in very specific areas. And so, the areas that we expect to target is just maturing our cloud, so that we can provide the service at scale and can cope with the growth that we are seeing, and we can continue the innovation that we are that we've been on for the last several years.
And from my perspective, so much is going right at the company in terms of the strength of its product foundation, the quality of the team. What we can help bring is more resources to invest, more resources to connect across our portfolio. There are many executives across a number of different companies that have fully transitioned to the cloud, that have deeply invested in AI, and the opportunity to connect Neil and team with other thought leaders across our portfolio, supported by capital, supported by our operating group, supported by our global footprint, I think creates a lot of opportunities ahead together.
Why do we think legal technology, their market really? This market is shifting now. Neil, do you think that this is really kind of a heyday, if you will, or a time for innovation to take? Or do you think that we might need to step back a little bit? There's been a lot of change around, ChatGPT and generative AI right now.
Look, the legal tech market has constantly been evolving. And I think at each stage, what drives the evolution, what drives excitement is different. And you need to have a strong foundation. You need to have a vision. And then you need to have the ability to execute, which is to actually take, the talent and the capital and, turn it into reality. I think the opportunity right now is is significant because the market itself, the end user market, is realizing that tech can make an impact. And it's not just plumbing, but it's actually something that can have impact on the satisfaction of the employee or the lawyer and the effectiveness of that lawyer to deliver better service to their clients.
And we see the same fundamentals. Legal tech is a really exciting vertical. And when you look at the market size, when you look at the strength of the fundamentals in terms of healthy, growing end market, acyclical, generally very well funded, that's a great starting point. And then, to Neil's point, thinking about the disproportionate role that technology plays in this vertical is compelling. And you take a step back and you think about, the primary goal for any law firm is to deliver on client matters, to safeguard confidential information, to resolve matters quickly, and creatively for their clients. And, technology is a critical part of that. It helps folks be more productive. It helps folks get back to being focused on what they do best, which is client work. And when we think about the opportunity ahead together, cloud and AI, and as an enabler to better collaboration internally, better collaboration with their customers, we think that's a once in a generation opportunity to further enhance productivity, which will be supported by AI. And that's how we view our positioning: a core platform that has an opportunity to solve even more friction points, to do even more on top of and around iManage, to get lawyers focused on what they do best.
I really love the idea of tech as an enabler. I think that that is a fantastic phrase. And I think it's something that we see in our day-to-day roles as legal technologists. What would you both, starting with Neil, like to see someone come out of this podcast with a greater understanding? Is something going to change? Are they going to see a presumptive change in the way technology is used? Or is this going to be just something that we're going to continue to grow? We're going to continue to treat as a full partnership?
Look, I think we are better positioned to answer two questions. One is, how can we make your experience of working with documents and email more productive, more reliable, more performant, more secure? Okay, that's sort of the bread and butter of what we do. I think the second area that is equally exciting, if not more, is we, in partnership with Bain, have the ability to answer the second question: what can you do with your data that you couldn't do before? What can you do with your workflows that you couldn't do before? So it's not just helping transform the user experience by moving to the cloud. It's enabling you to do more with your data and do more with your workflows, after you've done that move.
And to build on the piece about workflows, iManage is a central a platform. It's a central component of every lawyer's day. But there's a lot of fragmentation. When you look at the software solutions that exist outside of document management, it requires lawyers to flip in between different vendors. And what I appreciate about Neil's philosophy and the team's philosophy is really starting with a mapping of, how is a lawyer spending their day? How are they thinking about different solutions and tools that enable them to be more productive, to get back to client work? And then thinking about organic development through that lens, saying, where do we have a strong ability to reduce friction, to improve productivity, and eliminate the need to flip in between, multiple software solutions in order to deliver on your day-to-day commitments.
I think we've unpacked an incredible amount about this new partnership, but I have to ask, will you both be at ILTACON, and can we expect anything interesting on the floor at the iManage booth or at the probably the biggest party at ILTACON, the iManage party? Neil?
Look, yeah. I ILTACON is one thing that I don't miss, if I can help it. And we are, certainly going to be at ILTACON in full force. We've got a lot that is coming out in the second half of this year, both with respect to enhancements in the core platform, as well as our integration with Office 365, some of the work that we're doing in knowledge and with AI. So I couldn't be more excited about showing all of those capabilities, getting the feedback. And I'd love to introduce Phil to all my friends at Iltacon over the last 25 years.
Neil made me write it into the contract that I'd come to Iltacon. So I'll be there. And just joking aside, this is a great opportunity to just meet customers and to meet folks in the industry, to help better educate ourselves and Bain Capital in terms of how we can be great partners and how we can help iManage, continue to build on the foundation. And so we'll be there. I think prioritizing sitting down, connecting with customers is something that Neil and I have spoken about, and we'll hit the ground running on. So excited to be there and meet folks in person.
I'm sorry, as I said earlier, my expectation is for Bain to be a good thought partner to help us execute on the vision. And Iltacon is a great way for Bain to sort of hear what our customers are saying, right, so that, it makes it easier for me to build conviction and drive the resources, behind what's important to our customers.
I think I'm just excited to see you both dance. So we'll leave it there for the afternoon. Neil, Phil, thank you both very much. And we will catch up with you at Iltacon, if not sooner. Thank you both for your time.
Terrific. Sure. Thanks, Beth.